This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Now an update involving a controversy with Loretto Hospital in Chicago. It started with a Block Club Chicago report that Loretto Hospital had provided COVID-19 vaccines to Trump Tower staff ahead of when they were eligible through work. In the week since, information has surfaced about Loretto making vaccine doses available to a lot more ineligible groups. And now a top executive at the hospital has resigned. Joining us now is breaking news editor for Block Club Chicago, Kelly Bauer. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Kelly, catch us up a little. Last week when we talked about the vaccination event at Trump Tower. Then WBEZ reported that Loretto Hospital offered shots to more than a dozen Cook County judges and another person of their choice. What other groups have you found that Loretto vaccinated ahead of time?
Yes. So we've spoken with a number of sources who have said that people who work in boutiques along Oak Street in the Gold Coast were vaccinated at a luxury jewelry store that was frequented by the now resigned COO, that in the source's words, higher ups at a steakhouse frequented by the COO were vaccinated, and that more than 200 members of the CEO's suburban church also were vaccinated.
How, in your reporting, have you found out that these vaccinations were done? Did people come to Loretto Hospital? Were the vaccines brought to them? What do we know about how they actually got the vaccines?
So with the jewelry shop, that is a place called Geneva Seal. That's in the Gold Coast. And there was actually a vaccination event held there. We spoke to someone who was vaccinated inside the store. They were even able to provide us a photo of them getting a shot from a Loretto healthcare worker there. With other workers, though, it seems that they were told to go to Loretto Hospital. So we were told that the people who worked at the steakhouse had to go to the hospital itself. But then with Trump Tower and the church, those vaccination events were brought to them.
The COO that you mentioned, Dr. Anash Ahmed, has resigned. What has Ahmed or Loretto said in response to all of this?
Dr. Ahmed has not responded to our request for comment. Loretto Hospital's Board of Trustees said that they thank him for his service since he was hired in 2018, but that they will continue to investigate these vaccination events.
And Kelly, what do we know about what the city of Chicago knew that Loretto was doing? Did the city know Loretto was giving vaccines to ineligible groups?
The city says that it did not know that this was happening. In the case of the church, Loretto said that it asked for permission. But Dr. Arwady, the head of the city's health department, says that she doesn't recall that happening, that it might not have even reached her level.
And what action has the city taken since your reporting?
The city has cut off doses to Loretto Hospital. So the hospital is still getting enough vaccine doses that it can give people their second shot, but it's no longer getting first doses. Instead, Rush Hospital and other providers have stepped up in the area to make sure that people in Austin and on the west side can still get vaccinated. The city is also investigating, and Mayor Lightfoot has said that she thinks there needs to be an independent investigation of the hospital's vaccination processes.
And Kelly, I'm sure that people are wondering if Loretto Hospital is the only one that has been improperly giving people vaccinations. Have you had people contacting you talking about other places that have been inappropriately vaccinating people?
Absolutely. We've received a lot of tips about ineligible people getting vaccinated and things like that that we are looking into. But we've seen reports like this around the country. We know that this is a widespread issue. It's just that Loretto has gotten so much attention for it, particularly for these events that happen in the Gold Coast that were tied to executives.
That's Kelly Bauer, a breaking news editor for Block Club Chicago. This is WBEZ.